It's Monday, November 1st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Forrester's 2022 tech predictions and the U.S. Copyright Office makes changes we care about. This is the Business of Tech. So we heard from Gartner. Time to hear from Forrester. How about some of their predictions for 2022 for tech executives? Quoting from ZDNet and CIO Dive. Forward-looking execs will move to human-centered tech transformation. Forrester expects 10% of tech executives, those at top-performing companies, will focus investments on human-centered tech initiatives at least three times the rate of their competitors. Leading firms will tackle this problem by unlocking the creativity of their employees and establishing a new era of transformation comprising human-centered tech initiatives that form a tight link between customer experience and employee experience. There will be a tech talent shortage, and the response will create problems until new sourcing models help. Firms that don't get in front of this challenge will resort to boosting wages to attract talent, resulting in typically negative financial impacts for their firm and the overall talent market. Tech debt will continue to get worse. Companies accumulated technical debt in the aftermath of their technology implementation in 2020, and many organizations still have problems left to address as companies adapt to ongoing change. Forrester is expecting the rapid acceleration of technology will worsen tech debt for 60% of firms. Why do we care? Not willing to agree that boosting wages results in negative financial impacts. I've seen both studies and examples to the contrary. As for tech debt, that's real. Amidst all this transformation, here's the eye IT services companies should have. First, do not fall for the fallacy of sunk cost. Particularly for smaller businesses, the pain of change can be significantly lower and a competitive advantage to leverage. Investments in the past put a business where it is now, and thus that investment is recouped. Sometimes you throw the old away to make room for the new. And thus, have some critical eye, not just on your customers, but also on your vendors. Throw out the ones who aren't paying their own technical debt, because the IT provider ends up shouldering that debt and risk too. The U.S. Copyright Office has submitted recommendations, approved last week by the Librarian of Congress, to add exemptions to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act's rules governing access to devices and software. Of note is the new right to get into any consumer software-enabled device, cell phone, laptop, etc., for the purposes of diagnostics, repair, and maintenance. You're now also allowed, under the DMCA, to unlock your cell phone, meaning you can switch carriers without buying a new device or jailbreak your router. Also in there, the removal of a passage that made the exemption for computer security research contingent upon not violating any applicable law. These aren't free and clear. The exemptions have to be renewed every 3 years, and the Copyright Office still allows the obstructive service contracts manufacturers can use to deny exemptions for commercial and industrial products. Why do we care? Right to repair is the direction, and progress will be slow. That's the headline. And for anyone in the physical repair of gear, this is very good news. It's good news for consumers, too, establishing more of a precedent that you do own your stuff. Even if you don't directly repair equipment, this impacts you too, as planned obsolescence for equipment should not, and seems to be less, the norm. That should change your planning cycles on equipment. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Hope everyone had a great Halloween and are back into November. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.